Right now, though, you have something funny.
I do. So last weekend, I went up to Norman with my niece, who was going to take the tour of Oklahoma. She lives in Denver. She'd never been there before. She's doing the whole. She's a senior in high school, and so we, my sister, flew out there. They did the big tour on Friday. We spent the night up there and went to the football game on Saturday. And I have a friend that lives up there that we met for a tailgate. A guy named Steven. Bye, Shaner. And so, sorry, I have friends here that are leaving.
Shaner's leaving, everybody.
That's right. But anyway, one of the guys we met up there for the tailgate, this guy named Steven. And about 10, 12 years ago, we pulled what I still consider to be the king of pranks. Now, the second greatest prank ever, and it may elevate to number one over the years, is the Dirk prank you guys pulled on me.
Amazing.
Where you convinced me that Dirk hated my guts because I mentioned Schindler's List in an interview.
I think we did 5 segments revealing that prank to you in slow... Yeah. Slow paper cuts.
It was brilliant, man.
Every step of the way.
Okay, that may be number one because that prank gave me shingles.
What, like on your back?
On my leg.
On your leg?
I was so stressed out, and I was having other issues, too.
Just thinking Dirk might hate you.
Think about that. Dirk Nowitzki hates me.
The one, all of our hero.
He's the only one I care about.
The only person we actually want to be friends with in the whole world.
Yes.
Hates your guts.
You convinced me that, yeah, he hated
you're
my
hard
guts.
To get, too, because your radar is always up. But that was a proud moment for all of us.
And the beauty of that one, too, is that I told everybody I'm being pranked. But you played the long game, and the long game won out to where I finally was convinced.
This is real.
That he really did hate me. So I was very happy with the big reveal, and that's the beauty of pranks. So the prank that we played on my friend Steven was very, very fierce and very elaborate. And when I saw him last week, we started reliving it. I'm like, you know what? I've got to retell this story because a lot of people, new listeners, you may not have ever heard this before. And talking about playing the long game. So he would have a group of us come up to Oklahoma City every year and play golf for 3 days, spend the night at his house. Mm-hmm. 7, 8, 9, 10 of us were up there. We would all stay at his house, hang out, play golf 3 days in a row, swim. He belongs to a very nice country club up there. Real old school, old money type place.
Yeah.
It took forever for him to get in,
yeah,
finally. But he would have all of us derelicts up from Dallas because he used to live here in town. So we would all drive up there together, spend the night, play golf, go out at night. Just a total guy boondoggle. And so, like, the second year we did it, we finished the round, and me and my buddy, Dave Deering, were sitting on the 18th hole. And this is a rowdy bunch, and this is a very old country club. And there were many times where Steven, the guy who was hosting us, would tell us, guys, just please.
Help me out a little bit here.
Calm down, all right?
Calm down.
I don't want to get in trouble. And so we knew his guard was up. We knew he was very susceptible to something like this. So I turned to my buddy Dave. I'm like, dude, let's prank him. We didn't know how, and we start kicking around different things, and his group was actually coming up, and that would end the whole tournament. And I came up with the idea of, you know what, let's get letterhead from this place and write him a letter from the club president. But we had to acquire the stationery. So we walked into the pro shop / front desk area, I guess. Like, it was a front desk area. And I walked up to the lady and I go, ma'am, I collect stationery from different country clubs all over.
So flimsy already.
Yeah, all over the country. And I would love to have 4 or 5 sheets of your stationery. And it's just kind of my deal. And she's like, absolutely.
Oh, that's exciting.
And I was like, can I have some envelopes too? Absolutely. So she handed me enough to where if we screwed things
right,
up.
Yeah, you can restart.
Yeah. So I want you to look at this first. As you can see, it is a letter that looks very official from.
Yeah, on the very top in very fancy cursive, Oklahoma City Golf and Country Club.
Yes.
There's a date. There's an address, name. I mean, yeah, that looks as official as it comes.
Yeah. And let's see, what year? 2011.
See, 2007.
2007? Oh, my God, it's 12 years ago. Okay.
What year is
this? July of 2007. So then we acquired the letterhead, and then it was all about writing this letter from the supposed club championship, and we figured out, we went and looked on the wall to find out who the club president was.
Yeah.
And got his name and all that, some guy named William Rogers. And then we came back to Dallas, and we all got together, and we started writing. And we knew that there were incidents that we could list off that would have gotten him in trouble, that he knew that he was in trouble for, whether it was cussing, maybe right. like taking a leak on the course,
right.
you know, just general right. guy rowdiness that you're not supposed to have at country clubs, a very stuffy country club, which this kind of is. And so we went through about 50 different versions of this letter before we finally found the one that we thought was right. And so this is the letter that he received about a week later in the mail. And not only did
perfect
we...
Perfect letterhead in the envelope.
Yes. Not only did we slow play it a little bit, we had a guy drive back up to Oklahoma so the postmark...
Good Lord.
Yes.
Would salute.
Legit. Yeah. So here's what it said. Dear Mr. Scholes, I'm writing to inform you that the members of the board received several complaints regarding you and a member of guests you invited to the club over the past weekend. The complaints we received were from multiple individuals and covered multiple rules infractions, including not observing proper decorum while in the men's locker room and men's grill.
All sure. right. Yeah.
You know, wearing hats, untucked shirts, all that stuff. Excessive use of inappropriate language on the golf course and inside the clubhouse facilities.
Okay.
Okay. Use of inappropriate language and inappropriate behavior in the pool area made by your guests in an area that is typically occupied by families and children.
All those things definitely happened.
So absolutely.
Not so bad so far.
Inappropriate advances made toward members of the pool staff by one or more of your guests. Now, remember that one with a big star by it. Guests playing golf without a member as part of their group. Guests were accused of stealing beer from the beverage cart.
All right.
And group not keeping pace on the golf course.
Just a little one at the end. P.S.
Right. Let's see. Since you're a new member, and this is from the president, I feel it is my duty to inform you that this type of behavior is absolutely not tolerated at our club. When you invite guests onto the premises, you're responsible for their action and behavior. The fact that there were multiple complaints and the troubling nature of the complaints, the board has to take action. As a result, I must inform you that effective July 22nd, 2007, your membership privileges are suspended for 90 days.
Oh.
You will not be permitted to use any of the club facilities during this time. You must continue to pay your scheduled dues during the suspension period. Oh. Upon completion of the 90-day period, your membership privileges will be reinstated, and you will be placed on probation for an additional 6 months. During that period, your membership status shall be under review to see if any further rules infractions take place. You'll be subject to further disciplinary action and possibly termination of your membership if you break any of said rules. As a new member, I hope that you will take this matter to heart and strive to uphold the traditions that have been built around this family club. If you have any questions regarding the issues... of your suspension, please feel free to call. If you'd like to discuss this further, per the bylaws of this club, you have the right to raise, I can barely read this, the issue at the next scheduled board meeting. Sincerely, William Rogers, club president.
Fancy signature and everything.
Yes, that's my cheap-ass chicken scratch. So, we send this letter out. Now, at the time, we knew also that his wife and his kids were there. It's summer. They're there every day.
Oh, yeah. No.
The kids are learning how to swim. They were real small. Swim lessons every day. Tennis lessons every day. Very hoity-toity crap going on. They spent all day out there. And so for 90 days, nothing, while they continue to pay dues and all this. We weren't banking on this. The wife got the letter.
Really? And read it first.
The wife got the letter. Not only did she get it, she calls him... while he's on the golf course out there and reads the whole thing to him. He was on number 18 about to finish up. He said that, like, everything. Now, all the pros out there, everybody, the president, everybody was in on this.
Really?
We got them all on board.
Because I was wondering, he's going to read this and go talk to someone, I'm sure.
They all knew.
How the hell did you do that?
Just said we're playing a prank on Scholes, and they were like, yes.
Okay.
Awesome. Told him we're going to play it on the radio. So
you
all
got William.
Yeah, we got Bill Rogers.
Bill Rogers on board?
Yeah, yeah.
Stodgy Bill Rogers?
Yes. Yeah, we got them all on board. So when we played this, we played the audio, because I'll get to that in a second. The whole clubhouse was listening. They were all listening.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So the wife gets the letter. He calls me, and I've been waiting for this phone call. And it was a Sunday afternoon or a Saturday afternoon when she got it. So he calls me and he goes, dude, I got this letter. I can't believe we were kicked out of the club. I'm like, what? For what?
Yeah.
Why? And he reads it to me and I'm crying laughing. I go, dude, can you hang on? My boss just called me. I'll call you right back. I haul ass up to the radio station. I call him back and recorded everything. Now, that was 2007. We've lost the audio.
Damn.
But essentially, he's on the phone reading the letter to me. I am dying laughing. Now, all of the petty stuff of, you know, not keeping up,
yeah, slow play,
wearing a hat
language
in the clubhouse. Yeah, right. Yeah. All that was child's play. But he asked me, because there was a couple of incidents at the pool where the pool staff, where we weren't saying anything, but we made him think that we were talking to them.
Yeah.
These are all girls that are juniors in high school.
Okay.
You know? So as he's reading it to me, and he reads the part about inappropriate advances made by the made toward the pool staff by one or more of your guests. So at the end of him reading the letter, he goes, dude, what did you say to those girls? And I go, me? He goes, I know it was you. I go, I didn't say anything. And he goes, Corby, I'm kicked out of the club. Tell me what you said. And I go, well, I don't know how old the girl was, but I think I said something like, I can't wait till that ass turns 18.
My Mark. God.
There is silence on the other end of the phone for like 10 seconds.
You're like, all I said was.
Yeah. And meanwhile, I'm recording all this, and I've got, you know, I'm controlling my mics. I've got it cut off, and I'm literally like, in tears, I'm laughing so hard. And 10-second pause, and he goes, I'm effed. Meanwhile, his wife is behind him screaming at me.
Yeah, I was going to say, you may have wanted to got her on board.
I should have, in retrospect.
Yeah.
I should have got her on board. But long story short, finally told, they didn't believe it, that it was a prank.
Yeah, how'd you
like
them
so off? Many people?
Did you just call him and like?
Well, right then, at the end of the phone call,
okay.
I was like, dude, we're jacking with you. We did all this. He didn't believe it because, what? How'd you?
The letterhead! Yeah, the letterhead's perfect.
Bill Rogers wrote us! It was Bill Rogers!
So, that is unreal.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was, we were laughing so hard about it last week. I just figured that as a golfer, you would.
Yes!
And knowing country clubs,
yes,
that are very stodgy,
sure,
like that.
And has he never attempted to exercise revenge?
No.
And if not, I hope he's got a 20-year plan, some long con that he's been working on.
Right, a Dumb and Dumber plan.
Because you deserve it.
Yeah, I know.
That's excellent.
All right, let's come back. Let's do a little fun with real audio where Mikey sees a pattern in something.